When you study Scripture, you find many examples of believers who dared to trust God so completely that they lived courageously. They dared to be faithful to God and live boldly for Him. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church. Welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for joining us as we examine some of the most faithful and courageous heroes of Scripture. We hope this study challenges you to live boldly for Christ today.
Welcome to day 44 of Dare to Be. Today's title is Solitude and Prayer. John Wesley once said, "God does nothing but by prayer, and everything with it." Our text for today is from Matthew chapter 14, verse 23. "And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone." Jesus is our perfect example in every area, including our prayer life. Our Lord spoke with His Father on a regular, ongoing basis. He continually communed with God despite a busy and tiring schedule. In Matthew 14, 23, Scripture tells us Jesus went up on a mountain to pray. John G. Butler writes, "Going up on a mountain to pray was a preferred praying place for Christ. Scripture reports at least three separate incidences in which Christ prayed in a mountain. They are, number one, the all-night prayer in a mountain before he chose the 12 disciples. That's in Luke 6, verse 12. Number two, the praying in the mountain that accompanied his transfiguration in Luke 9, 28. And number three, the praying in a mountain of which our text speaks. Scripture does not record all the prayer times of Christ, and one suspects that these three times were not the only times that Christ went into a mountain to pray. The situation which Christ found in the mountain made it a good place, and therefore a preferred place to pray. Our text also states that Jesus was by himself, and he was there alone. This double pronouncement reinforces the fact that solitude and prayer are deeply connected. Being alone with God offers a powerful space for spiritual intimacy and growth. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 6, Jesus said, "But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you." Praying privately allows you to communicate with God without any distractions. Mark's account of this time in Jesus' life reveals the weariness of Jesus and his disciples. Immediately before Jesus fed 5,000 people, Mark writes in chapter 6, verses 31 and 32 of his gospel, "And he said to them, 'Come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while.' For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat." After they fed the people, Jesus and his disciples still had not gotten rest. Butler provides excellent insight here. Prayer must not be lessened or pushed to the back burner just because we are busy and tired. The example Christ gives us is that when we are so busy we hardly have time to think, that is the time when we most need to pray. Instead of giving less time to prayer when we're extremely busy, we should give extra time. But not many of us can boast of doing this. Unlike Christ, busy times, unfortunately, often keep most folk away from prayer. The busier our schedule, the more alone time we need with Jesus. Find your special place of prayer and spend some quality and quantity time in solitude with Jesus. Some questions to consider. What does Jesus' prayer life reveal about his relationship with the Father? How can your busiest times be your best times with Jesus? And finally, define prayer in your own words. Maybe write down what it means to you. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.